Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, on the 12th line, Mitzudos Chaya Ba'ifais Chulei. Mitzudos Chaya Ba'ifais Chulei. The Mishnah said that what was caught in traps for Chayais, wild animals, birds, and fish, best applies to it for the sake of Shalom. Halalat Amma Be'elein, Rav Ravasa, Abba Be'elein, Dekikasa, Kemam De'inun, Begoy Beisei. And the Gemara points out, this refers to big traps, but small ones are considered kelim, and the one who set them acquires through them. It is if what was caught is in his house. And all agree in such a case it's absolute theft. Ha'ani hem lakeif b'rosh ha'zayis, mashitachtov gezel v'hidakei sholayim, v'yesi oimeh gezel gomor. The Mishnah said that if a poor man knocked down olives from a tree, theft applies to them for the sake of sholayim, and Rabbi Yossi says this is absolute theft. Aladat amah v'da'ara, aval alekeich b'yad zochze le'yodei. This refers to what's on the ground, but if he took, detached them in his hand, and then threw them down, his hand acquired for him, and all agree it's absolute theft. We don't object to poor Gentiles taking lekashecha upeya, and that's for the sake of sholem. Tani, if sheyesh ba goyim b'yisol, ma'amidim gabay goyim v'gabay yisol, v'goyvin mishal goyim u'mishal yisol, u'mefarnasim, ani goyim v'ani yisol, u'mevakvim choyli goyim v'choyli yisol, v'koyvim meisi goyim v'meisi yisol, u'menachmim aveli goyim aveli yisol, if you say u'machnisim, klei goyim v'klei yisol, m'klei da'a kesholim. The Bible says a city in which there are Gentiles and Yisraelim, we establish a gabay for Gentiles and a gabay for Yisrael. We collect from Gentiles and from Yisraelim. We finance poor Gentiles and poor Yisraelim. We visit and investigate the needs of the sick Gentiles and Yisraelim. We bury the dead Gentiles and Yisraelim. We console bereaved Gentiles and Yisraelim. And we gather kelim, prone to be lost, of Gentiles and Yisraelim for the sake of Shalom. Yehudoi shal Rabbi Imi yom mishta shal goyim ahu. People of Girad asked Rabbi Imi, on the festive day of Gentiles, may one visit them. Rabbi Imi thought to permit, due to this reason, for the sake of Shalom. Amalei Rabbi Abba v'atani v'chia yom mishta shal goyim asa. The Gemara rejects that and says Rabbi Abba said to him that v'chia taught that the festive day of Gentiles is forbidden. Rabbi Imi amalei Rabbi Abba k'far hayinim boin lahate alzeh shalahem roch shivdilanu nehem. Rabbi Imi said, if not for Rabbi Abba, we have permitted causing Gentiles to thank their idolatry. Blessed is Hashem who separated us from them. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Yud. Mash'elef ish l'chaberta ha'chashuda al-shriyis nafa v'kvora v'chaim v'tanu av'leitavu v'letitzchan ima. Mishnah says, if Leah is suspected of transgressing Shemitah, Zohar may lend to her a sifter, a grinder, or an oven, but she may not sift or grind with her. So the wife of a chaver, it's a trustworthy man regarding tithing and tahara, she may lend to Leah, who is an Amoritz's wife, a sifter, and she may sift and grind with her. Once she adds water, though, means to knead, so may not help because we don't assist transgressors. All of these permissions were given only for the sake of Darkei Sholem. Machzikim yedei goyim b'shviyis, avlo yedei yisol, b'shoyelim b'shloimim b'tei Darkei Sholem. We encourage Gentiles working in Shmita, but not Yisraelim, and we ask their Sholem for the sake of Sholem. The Gemara says, Abizeyu abai kain Rabbi Mana, masnisa b'stam, ha'bifu shaloi. The Gemara asks the question, Abizeyu asked Rabbi Mana, does our Mishnah discuss lending stam, but if she specifies that she will use them for food, and they won't be permitted. Amalei v'stamai lav kefirushi. The Mana answered that there's no difference. Isn't stam as ishi specified? Amalei ani aimer nafa l'spor ba'mois, kvar l'kvar ba'chol, v'chaim l'tchaim basim manim, tano l'hatmin b'yunin shalpishtan. And if they rejected that and said, no, I can say that she borrowed a sifter in order to count coins, or a sieve in order to sieve sand, a mill to grind ingredients, and an oven to insulate bundles of comb flax. The Pinchas asked, did they fine to forbid helping at a place where people are suspected to seed in Shemitah and where suspected to eat after the time of Bior, or only in a place where they are suspected to seed but not where they are suspected only to eat? Ma'anafim b'nehoin. What is the difference between them? Ro oifer lekech mina sirki. If they saw someone buying from a Yishmaeli merchant. In tame of a mokim shazoyim le'oichlin, ro oisoy lekech mina sirki, osa. In tame of a mokim shazoyim le'oichlin, ro oisoy lekech mina sirki, muta. If you say that they find in a place where people seed or eat, one who buys from a merchant, it's forbidden to help him. If you say it's in a place where they seed, but not where they only eat, it's permitted. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina asked, our Mishnah is also at the end of the fifth parak of Shvi'is, and says all of these were said only for the sake of Shalom, applied to the entire parak, or only to this halacha, this particular Mishnah. Avon de Kisoin, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, ben Titus, min Mandalay Taninan, begitin el Hadar, Hilchasa Hadar, Amma, al Hadar, Hilchasa Itma. Rabban of Kisan quoting of Yehuda ben Titus answers that since here in Gittin we taught only this halacha, we missed everything in that perek, and here we teach all enactments for the sake of Shalom, it shows that it was said only by this particular halacha. Rabban Taninan, Nachtoim Shehu Oiseh Betuma, Leiloshin Vein Ochin Emoi. There's a Mishnah, and we're going to use a question. The Mishnah says, a baker who works Betuma, we don't need or arrange loaves with him, because one must separate challah in Tahara. And a baisa talked about this, that we don't select or grind with him, and here an Amisha says that she may sift and grind with her. Amar Bila, kan lechulin, kan lechuma. Bila answered that here Amisha discusses chulin, and the baisa discusses chuma. Vataninan nachtoim, islamayma nachtoim betruma. The Mishnah, which the baisa modifies, discusses a baker. Can you say that a baker sells truma? And the Talmidim answered differently. They said here, the Braitha discusses one who is loises, which means he wets the grain, so it was became huksha, prepared to receive tumma. Here, our Mishnah discusses one who is not loises. Masnisa, Mesailo, Chevraya, Avamishatatol, Vayamayim, Loi, Siga, Etzla. And we have a support for the Talmidim from our Mishnah, because it says, however, when she puts water, she may not touch, because then it's huksha, it's prepared to be makabel tumma.